Green Valley Range, this is Jerry. Can I help you?
Hey, Jerry. Yeah, this is Hashem with Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to follow up with you. I know I had sent you an email yesterday, but you probably got pretty busy. When I had gone over to the underwriting department, they said that they would definitely be able to beat that. The one that you got was like 37% or something.
Probably.
Yeah. It was pretty pretty steep. I think it was 55,000 on a 40, you said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like 37 point something there.
Right.
So, I mean, they told me, yeah, tell them to send stuff in and we'll definitely get them something. So I wanted to follow back up with you and see if that was something you were looking to do.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm not sure if I really need to do it and, you know, and pay all that money. I think I'll wind up being just fine for the, you know, now this month and next month will be some of my busiest months. So
right.
I think I'll just probably suck it up because I'm not going to pay that type of interest.
Yeah, it's really... it's pretty expensive. I mean, what kind of limitation did you have on like interest?
Well, I mean, look, there wasn't necessarily a limitation on interest, but when we're talking above, you know, above 20%.
Yeah. That I agree with you.
It's just not a that's not a good thing for any business to get into or anybody to get into, because it's just going to set you up for more failure down the line. Yes, right. If you're making enough and you can cover it and it probably won't hurt you, then yeah, but I'm not getting into that loop where I'm constantly borrowing to borrow to borrow to borrow. I've been here for 4 years with borrowing no money, and I'll find a way to, if I have to go, you know, to get some ammo, I'll find a private investor that wants to invest in it and get a, you know, I'll offer him a 10 or 15% on his money in a 3 month period, and he'll be happy to do that.
Right. Well, for your, because I know you told me you have good credit, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because
over 700, so.
Yeah, which is why I was a little bit concerned at why they gave you a rate at 37%.
Yeah, and I don't know either. I mean, look, I have, you know, cars financed in my name. I don't have a home mortgage.
Which kind of made no sense, because you said it was what, like MCW or something like that, MWC?
Something like that. It was, yeah. And I looked them up, and I looked up their ratings, and, you know, they had a couple of complaints, but they had, quite a few good ratings and quite a few good ratings as far as resolving, you know, issues with people.
Right.
WMC funding or something like that.
WMC, yeah, it was something like that. Well, I mean, based on what you told me for, you know, your credit and your sales and all that, you, in my opinion, would definitely qualify for under 20 is what I would say.
Yeah.
Which is why I just did not quite understand. Did they give you a reason why they charged you so much?
No, he said, like I told you, he told me he'd go down to the 9% after
establishing yourself
after
as an existing customer.
After at least a month.
Right.
And, you know, but I said, okay, well, let me see that in writing that after a month I can do that. And let me see that in writing that then you'll write off all the interest.
Right.
For the original loan and then go change the terms, but didn't seem like he wanted to send me anything in writing. And yesterday he was emailing saying, well, I need a copy of your driver's license and a voided check. I said, look, you already have all my information. I said, if I'm going to sign, I will gladly send you that stuff, but there's no reason for me to send you that, for you to send me in writing the terms of the loan.
Right. So, absolutely. Yeah, because the driver's license and voided check, that's when they're generating the documents for you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, if you can't send me something with the terms without that, then, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess I better not buy.
no.
If someone's going to tell me, they're going to sell me a car for $500, but I can't see the terms of it until after I give them the $500. Guess what? I'm not giving you the $500.
Yeah, right. Doesn't work that way.
It costs us $250 to generate that paperwork. I'm like, well, then you better get that price down.
Yeah, definitely. So, oh, man.
But, Carlos, I don't know. Give me a few days and let me think about it, and then, yeah. You know, maybe we'll try something.
Okay, definitely. Because, I mean, once again, I know you were worried about the whole credit thing and then bringing down the credit or whatnot. It's a soft pull, and it's with Experian. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we'll definitely be able to give you much better options than what you were looking at right there with the 37%.
Right.
I already presented it to the underwriter, and I showed him, you know, your statements and everything. So,
I said, it's not even the, you know, look, the $300 a day is, you guys see my credit.
Yeah, your cash flow is, yeah.
So, it's not like it's not there, but it's just,
it's just the interest.
When I have to buy a lot of, ammunition at one time because of the situation that we're in with the election and everything else.
Right.
And all that stuff can change tomorrow. Who knows?
Right. You never know. You know how many business owners I've talked to who told me, you know, give me a call after the election.
Right.
So I can tell you what's going to happen. But I mean, I don't know what's really going to change.
Not much is really going to change, but yeah. A lot of people's perspectives or a lot of people's views on what can happen change. I mean, we went through this with Obama in our industry,
right?
You know, when he was elected, and everybody freaked out, and the prices of firearms tripled, and the prices of ammo more than tripled.
No kidding.
Oh yeah, I mean, a rifle I would pay $500 for was going for $1,500.
Wow.
And it did that.
That's
immediately after he was elected. And to this day, after two terms, nothing really has changed in our industry.
Wow.
So, and it happened again when he was reelected. The second time, the same thing happened again. And it was like, you know, we had people that were selling high-capacity magazines for ARs that I usually pay $8 for. They were selling for $100 to $175
a
piece.
A magazine?
Yeah, for a plastic magazine.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, these are the crazy stuff that was going on. And to this day, 22 ammo still has never come back to, you know, to make it work. It still has never come back to where I can call anytime and get it. It's still very rare because people have hoarded it. And they still are. But at least the price has come down a little bit, but the availability just hasn't caught up with it yet.
Wow. That's just insane.
And that could happen tomorrow. I mean, now I was looking at ammo last week for, let's say, a .223 caliber, and I used to pay 34 cents a round. In 3 days, it went up to 64 cents a round.
Wow, nearly doubled.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
Nuts, nuts, nuts. And then tomorrow, if she gets elected, it could triple. I don't know. Or if Trump wins, it could go back down to normal and stabilize. I don't know.
You never know.
You know.
Wow.
And you don't until it happens.
Yeah.
So, give me a call and we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm not in a position where, look, I got to have the money in 2 days. So
right. yeah. But, no, I completely.
We'll definitely look at it.
Perfect. All right. I will give you a call then. Is Friday all right with you, or do you want the weekend maybe?
No, Friday's okay. You can call me on Friday. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect then. I'll follow up with you on Friday. All right, Jerry?
All right. Thanks.
All right, man. Take care. Bye.